So we continue by the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis 91b right by the Gemara. So the Gemara has a kasha. Osa begefen ze maush yocha begefen acher. If a worker is working on one vine, is he permitted to partake of another vine? Min shata nosin the kilav shabala bayis bein of ha'ika. On one hand, the Mishnah told me that I could only partake of the type of produce with which I'm currently working. And again, as long as I'm partaking of the same type of produce, even if it's not the produce that I'm directly working with now, as long as it's the same type, it should be fine. On the other hand, the other possibility is that, no, you're only permitted to partake of the produce that you are actively putting into the utensils of the balabais. And in this case over here, because you're working with different produce, although it's the same species, it's not what you are putting into the receptacle of the balabais, and therefore you are not permitted to eat it. So what's the halacha? And if you say that when you're working with one vine, you can't partake of the grapes of another vine, how could you ever have a case of a shar, of an ox that is pulling a cart, and is able to eat from the vine? In other words, the Gemara assumes over here that the assumption is that the cart into which the workers are unloading the grapes is behind the shar, which means that the shar is in front of the cart, which means that inevitably the vines with which the workers are working is never the same vine which is directly opposite the head of the shar, which means the shar can never be partaking of the same vine that the workers are harvesting from, to which the Gemara says, yes, it's possible. The case would be of a long vine. And in case of a long vine, say even the shar would be able to go ahead and partake of the same vine with which the workers are currently working. Tashma, if workers were working with figs, they shouldn't eat grapes. But interestingly enough, if you had a case of te'inim and te'inim, which was similar to the case of te'inim va'anovim, what would be that case? That would be a case of where I'm harvesting one area of figs, but I want to eat of another. So it sounds like over there, again, that would be permitted. Now, if you say, however, that when you're working with one vine, you may not partake of the fruit of another vine, then, how could you ever have a case like this? We'd be talking about, ultimately, again, a vine that hangs over another. So if you have a vine that hangs over another, then you could have a situation over here of where lemaisa, again, the workers are working on one vine, but the eating is simultaneously taking place from a different vine. Tashma, avamoneas atzmo atshma gilemakom ayafos. The Mishnah said that the worker is permitted to wait to eat until he gets to an area of superior produce. Vi amrit ose begefen ze ochal begefen acher. Now if you say that when a worker works on one vine, he's permitted to eat from a different vine. Nasal v'nesi v'nechol. Let him go, grab what he wants to eat, and come back. Hasam yishom bitl melacha. To which the Gemara says, no. There's an issue that if we let him do that, he will lose time from working. To which the Gemara says, in that case, therefore, this bitl melacha lo kami boilan. That's obvious that I can't do that. In other words, to go ahead and stop what I'm doing, go grab grapes from somewhere else, and then resume my work with his bitl melacha, there's a loss of time, a loss of labor. Everyone will agree that that will be prohibited. Ki kami barilam. So where does the machlokes come up? Hecha de'ikav ishta ubanav mai, where I can send my wife and my children to go out and collect that produce. So what's going to be the halacha in that case? Tashma v'kulam lo amru ela b'shas malacha. Furthermore, we said all of this only time when they're doing work. Avam mipnei hashav aveid l'abaylim amru po'alim ochlim balichasim u'ma l'uman u'bechazirasim min hagatz. Remember again, the Mishnah said that although technically speaking the license of a worker to consume produce is dafka when he's engaged in labor, but in order to stave off any potential loss to the owner, we allow the worker to eat while he's walking from one road to the other and on his way back from the pressing, from the wine press. So you see from here that in the eyes of Chazal, walking is considered to be as if a person is engaged in work. Rashi says over here, that what you see over here is that it's only because Chazal legislated it that the worker has the right to eat grapes while walking from vine to vine. But you see that had the rabbis not legislated that, we would have said that that is aser. Why? Because that's the equivalent of working on one vine and consuming the produce from another. So you see from here that working with on one vine and consuming the produce of another is going to be prohibited, to which the Gemara says, what do you see from here? Therefore, again, the fact that Chazal had to come along and permit the worker to consume the produce while he's working from row to row indicates to us that without this enactment, we would have assumed that such a setup is asr, and the reason it would be asr is because that's the equivalent of working with one vine and partaking of the produce of another. To which the Gemara says, no, in reality, I will tell you that when the worker works on one vine, he is in fact permitted to go ahead and partake of the produce of another vine. So what's happening over here? So it says the Gemara, umahalich lav ka'osa ma'isa dami. And rather, you have to say that the act of walking isn't in and of itself like work, but rather it was Chazal who came along and said that no, we view the walking from row to row as active labor, and therefore one is permitted to go ahead and eat from the grapes when he's walking row to row. Ikeda Amri, others explained, Savrua Mahalich Lav Keosa Maisa Dami. Others explain that at the end of the day, when the worker is walking, that is not like he is currently engaged in labor. And the reason we say that midarais, you're not permitted to eat when you're walking from row to row, mishum delav ka'osa ma'isadam, is because the act of walking from one row to the next is not the equivalent of work. Ha'osa ma'asa achil midaraisa. But again, if he was doing work, then he would be permitted to go ahead and eat even midaraisa. Amo, so you see from here that the ikur, really the real license for consumption, comes as long as one is working. But it sounds like over here that as long as one is working, one could even partake of a different vine from the one that one is actively working on. To which the Gemara says, "Lo, the olam imel ha'osa begefen ze'ino ocha begefen acher." Rather, I could tell you again, says the Gemara, that working with one vine does not allow you to go ahead and partake of the other vine. So says the Gemara. So what is the halacha? Umahalech tap of tzaddik beis umahalech keosa maisa dami. But rather, again, you have to say that the act of walking is considered to be like actual working. So bottom line, how do we paskin? So the Rambam Shulchan both paskin that osa begefen zeh lo yochal begefen acher. That the halacha is that when a worker is working on a particular vine, his license is to consume from the vine with which he is currently working. But to work on one vine and to consume produce from another vine will not be permitted. Just to finish off until the Mishnah, Ubechamor kishehi porakas. So remember again, the Mishnah said literally that the worker is permitted to go ahead and work when literally the donkey, when it's being unloaded. So it says the Gemara, kishehi porakas mehechan achla. If the donkey is being unloaded, then where does the donkey get to eat from? Ema, rather what it means is achete porakas, that if a donkey is holding, if a donkey is carrying a load, the halacha is that the donkey is permitted to eat from the load as long as the load is on there. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, kishi porakas mechan achla, komasa parking abas achasum, lachan achete porakas, balichasa ocheles, mimasu shagaba. The Mishnah is teaching me that a donkey has the right to consume from the produce that it is carrying on its back. Because we learned this halacha chamor v'gama ochlim mimasui sha'al gabehem. Both a camel and a donkey, or to say a donkey and a camel, are both permitted to consume produce from the load that's on its back. Ubilvad shelo yitol biyado v'achilim. But the person who is leading the animal is not permitted to go ahead and actively remove with his hands from the load and feed the animal. So meaning, whatever the animal could go ahead and take itself while the load is on its back is going to be permitted. But the person leading the animal, or the owner of the animal, whoever's with the animal, is not permitted to go ahead and take from the load and actively feed the animal. So bottom line, in these two cases, halacha l'maisa, number one, an animal is permitted to eat from the load that's on its back as long as it's on its back, but once it's removed, it is no longer permitted to eat. And a poel, a worker who is working in a field, is permitted to consume produce on the vine with which he is currently working, but not from a different vine. We'll say we'll pick up Emirat Hashem on the Mishnah on Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening and a Freilich and Chanukah.